Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Confidence, Unlock Inner Power and Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Or maybe I should say, it's a topic that has hit us all at some point. We're diving into the power of forgiveness, something we all need a little guidance on sometimes, right? Ever held on to anger or resentment for so long it felt like a heavy weight in your chest? It's like this toxic baggage we carry around, making our own lives harder than they have to be. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about choosing freedom. Freedom from those negative emotions that are literally stealing your joy and peace of mind. So, let's break down why practicing forgiveness is a superpower you absolutely need in your life. Firstly, forgiveness liberates you. Holding onto anger or resentment keeps you tethered to the past. It's like being stuck in a loop, reliving the hurt over and over again. Forgiveness is saying, okay, that happened. I'm not going to let it define me anymore. You're choosing to move forward with strength and clarity. Think of it like shedding a heavy coat on a sunny day. You feel lighter, freer, ready to embrace the present moment. Secondly, forgiveness builds resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But when we can forgive those who have wronged us, we build our emotional muscle. We learn to bounce back from adversity stronger and wiser. It's like training for life's challenges. Each time you practice forgiveness, you become more resilient, more able to weather the storms. Thirdly, forgiveness strengthens your relationships. You know that feeling when a grudge hangs between two people, creating this awkward tension? Forgiveness breaks down those walls. It allows for understanding and empathy, even if you don't condone the action. Think about it. Wouldn't life be easier, more joyful, with less baggage weighing us down? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Avery, that sounds great in theory, but how'd I actually do it? It's not always easy, I get it. Forgiveness is a process, and sometimes it takes time. But here's the thing, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing to release those negative emotions that are holding you back. Let me share a quick story with you. A few years ago, I had this big argument with a friend over something silly. We both said some hurtful things, and for weeks, I was replaying the whole thing in my head, seething with anger. It felt like this huge weight dragging me down. Finally, I realized that holding onto this resentment wasn't doing anything good for either of us. So, I decided to take a deep breath, reach out to my friend, and honestly apologize for my part in the argument. We talked it through, cleared the air, and guess what? Our friendship came out stronger on the other side. You see, forgiveness is an act of courage. Courage to let go of the past, courage to heal, and courage to move forward with a lighter heart. Don't underestimate the power of forgiveness. It can literally transform your life. Okay, so what are the key takeaways here? Remember, forgiveness liberates you, builds resilience, and strengthens relationships. So, how can you start practicing forgiveness today? Start by acknowledging those feelings of anger or resentment. Don't try to push them away. Then, take a deep breath and ask yourself, is holding onto this anger really serving me? If the answer is no, then consider reaching out to the person who hurt you, if it feels safe, and expressing your feelings in a calm and honest way. Or, if that's not possible, practice self-forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate those small victories, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. You got this. Want to share your thoughts on forgiveness? I'd love to hear your stories and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence, Unlock Inner Power and Calm, for daily doses of inspiration and wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.